Iron ore once again has a grip on activity at the state capitol at 10 o'clock this morning. Assembly and Senate mining committees will meet simultaneously to decide what to do with an updated Republican mining bill. WUWM environmental reporter Susan Bentz is here with me in the studio to bring us up to date on the Republican bill. Good morning, Susan.
Hi, Bob.
Susan, its GOP authors unveiled amendments Monday that they say should satisfy critics. What can you share about those changes?
Well, part of it is this, Bob. When it comes to mining, as we know, both the Department of Natural Resources here in the state and the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers must conduct environmental impact studies. And there's been concern all along that if Wisconsin does indeed streamline its permitting process, as the GOP bill would do, the Army Corps might not be able to fit into that tighter, shorter time frame. And if it cannot, then there would be two separate and more time-consuming review processes. So part of the amendments is that the GOP would require the DNR to confirm with the Army Corps early on before the permitting process begins. Together, they could come up with what seems like a reasonable permitting timeline. If it exceeds the designated days that's in the law, or I should say in the bill right now, then the mining company would also have to agree to that change.
Well, Susan, do these amendments touch on environmental protections? I know one concern among Democrats is that the mining bill would diminish air and water quality standards.
You're right, Bob. Critics have claimed that the legislation would erode Wisconsin's public trust doctrine, and that is built into the state constitution. It requires the state to protect its navigable waters for the public good and enjoyment. So at that conference, Republican Senator Tom Tiffany said one amendment does reinforce the mandate by not allowing miners to dump rock and ground up materials into navigable waters.
I've been saying all along that there are puddles that we will have to fill occasionally. And some have said, well, no, you're talking about lakes here. What this amendment will do is show people that we are not allowing lakes or rivers to be filled in northern Wisconsin.
So that was Senator Tiffany. And another point that he made had to do with mitigation. Mitigation means making up for damaged wetlands, for instance, and waterways by creating new ones elsewhere. That's one approach. Originally, the bill allowed the mining company to recreate them anywhere. Now Tiffany says the bill would require sequenced mitigation through which, whenever possible, the impact would be made up for within that affected watershed, if that can't be done, at least within the basin. And only if those measures can't be met, then it could occur somewhere else in the state.
So, Susan, what sort of reaction have the GOP mining bill amendments elicited among Democrats?
Well, Bob, some people have called the changes baby steps that could move in the right direction. They had some hope. Representative Brett Hulsey, who serves on the Assembly Mining Committee, doesn't think the amendments hold any silver linings. His concerns include drinking water, the quality of drinking water, and he doesn't think that the sequenced mitigation formula will work.
The bill allows the strip mine company to destroy rivers, lakes, streams, and wetlands almost carte blanche, and then supposedly mitigate them some of the place. But, I mean, for the property owners and lakefront owners up in the area, it could wipe out their home.
Well, Susan, it promises to continue to be a heated issue.
Definitely. There's plenty of activity ahead. Senator Bob Jauch plans to guide a bipartisan group of legislators to northern Wisconsin this Friday and to hold listening sessions in Ashland. He and other lawmakers believe people living closest to that proposed mine in the Pinoki Hills should be able to share their views on both the GOP bill as well as the bill that Democratic Senator Tim Cullen authored. So we'll be watching and reporting on what comes next.
Susan, thanks for joining us this morning.
You bet.
WUWM's environmental reporter, Susan Bentz.